You know, I always ask at the end of these interviews how people would like to be remembered. How would you like to be remembered?
He made sure the opening act didn't stay on stage too long because people came to see the star. And he got the opening act off in time.
That's the hardest
thing to do because they want to stay and stay.
And then you have to stand in the wings and say, get off, get off.
I got a quick story on that. Here's the guy that sang Bony Fingers, and his cousin was the president at OU. He was the president until a couple of years ago. What's his name?
Boren.
Yeah, Boren.
David Boren.
Yeah, well, he had a cousin, Hoyt Axton. His mama was a Boren, and she wrote Heartbreak Hotel for Elvis Presley.
Yes.
May Boren. I booked in Apollo Delman Theater there in Tulsa. He was a great entertainer and a lot of good songs, but that Bony Fingers was his biggest hit, I believe. I had Don White, who was a wonderful, wonderful entertainer and performed with lots of big bands. He was opening for him. I told him, I said, all right, do 20 minutes and come on. So when he goes on stage, I see he takes a six-pack with him. And I said, no, you don't need that out there. He sang and tell about it. He wrote this song and that song. The headliner and these girl singers and all waiting off stage to come on. And old Don just kept on singing 40 minutes and now it's getting desperate. The people out there is wanting him to quit because they're wanting to see Hoyt Axton. Anyway, I turned the lights off on the stage. Oh. I tipped the handle and turned the lights off on the stage and we got him off there like that.
Oh, how funny.
Hoyt Axton. Boy, what a nice guy he was. I kept saying, I'm sorry, I can't get this guy to quit. He said, no, he said he's had his hour in the life. Well, Don had been with all the big stars, playing with him, wrote songs for Oak Ridge Boys and everything. And that night, he was wanting to sing. I probably exaggerated a little bit, but the whole crew standing there waiting to go on, and him sitting out there drinking his beer and telling his little stories.
Yeah, that's funny. This was certainly a lot of fun, Ray. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. I knew it would be good, and you've got so many great stories to tell, and we could go on for several more hours, and you'd have stories to tell. So
I got names wrote down here, things that happened to different ones. John Anderson, different ones, things that happened that, to me, are really funny, you know.
Have you thought about doing a book?
John Woolley talked to me about it. He and my nephew just did the history of Kane's Ballroom.
Yes.
They got Billy Parker. They got it finished, but they don't want to put it out until this virus is over because they want to have a lot of people show up at their book signing.
Yeah.
They've talked to me about it, and I just can't imagine anybody being interested in my book.
You mean after these 2 hours, if nobody's interested, why did I talk to you?
I don't know why you told me to start with, but I sure do appreciate it.
Of course you would have an interesting book.
I asked John and Brett, my nephew, I said, if you guys played a joke on me, is there going to be some lady come interview me or something or wearing a policeman's uniform?
You are ripe for a book, that's for sure. Well, Ray, thank you so much for this, and it'll be added to now 250 Oklahomans that I've recorded on voicesofoklahoma.com, and I'm proud to have you on there.
Thank you so very much. I really, really, really admire you, what you've done, your household name, without a doubt, and I respect you.
Thank you. So let's answer the question, would Jesus wear a Rolex?
I haven't got an answer on that yet.
I don't think he would.
I don't think so either.
All right. Thank you, Ray, for doing this. I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you.